This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. U.S. Education Department Secretary Betsy DeVos is pushing rules that will make it harder for students defrauded by for-profit colleges to get their federal loans forgiven. About 5% of North Carolina students attend such institutions. Numerous for-profit schools have closed without much warning in recent years or are set to close, including the Regency Beauty Institute, Charlotte School of Law, and the Art Institute of Charlotte. DeVos's proposed rules would require students to prove that their schools knowingly made false promises in recruitment and advertising materials. Borrowers would also not be able to file class action lawsuits against their schools, and federal funds available for refunds would be cut by more than $10 billion over the next decade. Supporters of the rule change, like Mary Claire Amselin of the Conservative Heritage Foundation, think DeVos is on the right track. She spoke to NPR.
Shrinking the budget that goes towards borrower's defense is definitely a good thing for American taxpayers. Basically, any student could raise their hand and qualify for free money.
CRL does not think it's the case that too many students are filing these borrower defense claims.
Kelly Turneau is a director of policy at the nonpartisan Nonprofit Center for Responsible Lending located in Durham.
We believe that the DeVos Department of Education is taking the side of these for-profit colleges over student borrowers and over taxpayers.
Do you think that's because some of them do work for the education department these days?
Certainly. For example, the acting assistant secretary for the Office of Post-Secondary Education, who is Diane Jones, the person receiving this information about closed for-profit colleges and having to decide about accreditation and those sorts of issues, is herself affiliated with for-profit schools.
Well, Kelly, I'm sure you have seen the proposed guidelines that Education Secretary DeVos has put out for 30-day comment. What is your initial response to those proposed rules?
These proposed rules remove the guardrails that lead to a worthless degree. These rules really remove the protections that safeguarded both student loan borrowers and taxpayers from fraudulent for-profit schools.
Now, for those who haven't seen the rules, explain the difference in what was in place under the Obama administration and what is being proposed now under the Trump administration.
In the 2016 rule, a borrower could file a defense to repayment regardless of their repayment status. However, in this proposed rule, a borrower must default before they can file a borrower defense claim. And this creates an incentive for students to actually default on their loans. Say a borrower were paying on his or her student loan, and if they stop paying, they are then eligible to file a borrower defense claim. However, if they continue paying on their loan, they would actually not be eligible to file a claim under the new borrower defense rule.
About how many students do you think are in this position?
Nationally, there are about 98,000 borrower defense claims filed
against for-profit schools.
99% of them are filed against for-profit schools.
Now, more of the burden, if these rules go into effect, more of the burden will be on the students also to prove that the school knowingly gave them false information, defrauded them, correct?
Absolutely.
How hard do you think it would be for a student to prove that a for-profit school misled them?
Very difficult, particularly when students, they're not going to have the money or the resources to necessarily hire an attorney to be able to know all of these different legal standards and all of the legal jargon that is used in this rule. So it's placing all of the burden on the student rather than on the for-profit college.
When some of these schools are closing and the students are seeking debt relief, how often are the schools required to reimburse them? Is it always taxpayer money that goes to reimburse these students?
Oftentimes what happens is that the school files for bankruptcy, in which case it's very hard to obtain relief directly from that for-profit school once they've filed for bankruptcy. So the taxpayers do bear the brunt for-profits have to be held accountable on the front end so that there are fewer school closures and fewer students harmed by these practices.
Something else that's part of the proposed rule, students would not be allowed to sue a for-profit, that they would have to go through arbitration. How do you think that would work?
That's just another way to deny borrowers their day in court and to deny borrowers recourse for being harmed by these predatory schools.
Have there been a lot of lawsuits in the past?
Certainly, and I think that the for-profit industry is concerned about the sheer number of lawsuits that they've lost in the past few years.
Well, Kelly Tonneau, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.